You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Well, a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you, and welcome in to another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and our Coach's Corner program each and every Saturday is brought to you by Chapman Overhead Doors, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Peace Pizza House, Sitzman Construction, and True Health Chiropractic. Well, coming up here on the Coach's Corner program, getting started in just a few minutes, we'll be checking in with Lamar's Community Boys Basketball Head Coach Cody Deercup. His guys had three games this week, capping it off with a victory last night at home against Sioux City West. So we'll talk all about the week for the Bulldog Boys Basketball team. Following him will be Galen Catholic Boys Basketball Head Coach Ryan Wilchin. Get the Jays' thoughts on a win on Tuesday and a loss last night to South O'Brien. We'll talk all about that. And then to wrap up the Coach's Corner, we will plan on having John Spies, the head coach of the Hinton Boys Basketball team. And they went 2-0 this week after losing three straight prior to that. So a nice bounce-back week for the Hinton Boys Basketball team. That's what's coming up on the Coach's Corner. Let's first recap some of the stuff that happened last night. First, a congratulations to our four area girls wrestlers that placed at the state tournament and finished on the podium. Kira Hesinius, your runner-up at 105 pounds. She was able to compete for the championship. She got a really tough draw in that title bout, but really competed hard and finished second place. She was seeded seventh, so as a lot of wrestling coaches talk about, out-wrestle your seed, she certainly did that. Jocelyn Swanson of Hinton finished sixth at that weight class as well. At 100 pounds, Brooklyn DeRocher of Lamar's was eighth, and then Karen Pena of Lamar's at 140 was a fourth-place finisher. Congrats to them on those performances. As far as the basketball scoreboard looks like from yesterday, let's start with girls' scores. Lamar's Community fell to Sioux City West last night, 54-45. In the Wargo Conference, it was Galen Catholic, a winner over South O'Brien, 46-43. Akron Westfield got the win over MMCRU, 44-37. Hinton, big winner over Trinity Christian, 67-29. And Remsen St. Mary's lost to George Little Rock, 63-43. The Kingsley Pearson girls finished off the Western Valley Conference tournament with a win, 71-38 over Lawton Bronson. In boys basketball last night, Lamar's Community, big winner over Sioux City West, 86-60. Can't wait to talk with Coach Deercup about that here in just a few minutes. In the Warrigal Conference in boys basketball, third-ranked MMCRU clinched a share of the Warrigal Conference championship, a 76-46 win over Akron Westfield. It's the first Warrigal Conference title for the MMCRU in boys basketball, and it's the first Warrigal Conference title for Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn in boys basketball since 1992. Really outstanding accomplishment for Coach Kuchel and the guys. And number six-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they are the other team that will claim a conference championship this year, 74-27 over George Little Rock. Both teams went 9-1 in the Warrigal Conference, and Remsen St. Mary's has won their fourth straight conference title. The Hinton boys, they defeated Trinity Christian 68-51, so we'll talk with Coach Spies about that later on in the program. And Galen Catholic fell to South O'Brien 64-50, and that'll be a part of our discussion with Ryan Wilchin, the head coach of the Galen boys. Well, those are the scores. Of course, you can always check those out on our website. That is KLEM1410.com. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Cody Deercup, the head coach of the Bulldog boys basketball team. Get his thoughts on the week that was, and we'll get him on here in just a minute. You're listening to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's.
Peace Pizza House is your destination before and after the game. Whether you need to feed the whole family or just looking to get out before the game, make sure to stop at Peace Pizza House. You'll find many appetizers, burgers, salads, pasta, and of course, Peace Pizza House outstanding pizza selections. Your entire family is sure to find something they're looking for. Peace Pizza House would like to wish our local teams the best of luck this season.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Well, we are back at the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you once again, and now pleased to be joined by the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. That's Coach Cody Deercup. The Bulldogs, three games this week, pretty busy week. They're going to have another one of those weeks here coming up this week. Then a week off, and then the sub-state tournament starts the following week. So it's crunch time now for the Bulldogs. First of all, Coach, this late in the year, three games in a week, it can be a blessing and a curse, I guess, to some. What was the approach from your guys? How did you want to attack one of these last weeks of the regular season?
I think we did a really nice job this week of attacking the three games that we had. Starting with North on Tuesday, we went up there and got the looks that we wanted, and we just didn't capitalize a couple times on both ends of the floor when we had opportunities. And then playing against a really good whole Western Christian team on Thursday night, we just wanted to reiterated to the guys that, like, you want tough games like that late in the season because they're going to get you tournament ready. And I thought we did a good job of competing against whole Western Christian. And then last night, I thought we did a really nice job, especially in the second half, too, of just going out and playing. And then with a busy week like this, we just told the guys, you know, we're going to have to make adjustments on the fly because there's not a lot of time to talk about things. So they did a really nice job with that.
Yeah, and you certainly are learning at that point still. And, I thought you guys started off pretty good in the week with Sioux City North, got off to an early lead there. It seemed like right from the opening tip, you guys had a ton of energy against the Stars on the road, and that's not always easy to do when you're in conference play.
Yeah, and I feel like North's another gym similar to West. It's just kind of a tough place to play. we just had like a stretch there. We talk about the middle, the first 4 minutes of the game and like the middle 4 minutes of the game being important to us. And the middle 4 minutes, we struggled to score and struggled to get stops. And, you know, ultimately we couldn't just battle back from that middle 4 minutes.
Yeah, it was a really rough stretch there. In retrospect, Coach, what were some of the things that just weren't happening during that time where they were able to, really come back and take a lead on you?
We've been trying to focus a lot on the defense center of the floor since we're playing more man-to-man. Our just communication needs to be a little bit better. You know, rather than thinking each defender knows what the other one's going to do, you have to yell it out. Everybody in the gym needs to know what's going on. North has a couple of really good shooters, and we weren't doing the same thing every single time, and that makes it tough on each other when we're out there defending, not knowing if, you know, you're going to go over the screen, under the screen, or we're switching. You know, we're supposed to do one thing, and I felt like we just didn't do it consistently enough. And then on the offensive end, during that time, when you have opportunities to make plays at the basket, we just missed a couple, and that's going to happen. But we really need to hang our hats on the defensive end of the floor and just being solid there at all times.
Yeah, and the tough part about it, too, was, kind of in the grand scheme of things, when it came to, you know, taking away the basketball, thought you did a pretty good job of that. But yeah, that 51% from the field, gotta get some hands up. That's the tough part when you're getting some results defensively. You could think things are good, but you need the entire possession, I guess, to be strong defensively.
Yeah, and with the schedule that we play, and it's also all four quarters. You know, we've talked a lot this season about putting three really good ones together. You just always have to put four solid quarters together in our conference and with our whole schedule. Actually, it's just tough. So we're trying to just put four quarters together consistently.
Cody Deercup is with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. Wanted to highlight at least in that game, Jackson Wells, he got off to a really strong start for you and was able to hit some big shots down the stretch for you as well, finished with 20 points. We're used to seeing him more as kind of a passer, and maybe he can put up 9, 10, 11, somewhere around there every now and then, but he really showed his scoring prowess pretty well on Tuesday.
Yeah, he has a nice he's able to beat guys off the dribble, and he has a nice mid-range jump shot. It was good to see that fall in form, especially in the first half. And then, you know, he hit the ball, found him at that last shot at the game, and I was confident that I was going to go down too because we've seen it dropped 5 or 6 times in the first half, but he had a really nice night. It was good to see the other guys recognize that too. And I think that's one thing we're doing a really good job of, especially this week, of recognizing who's kind of got the hot hand. And when we call something out, they don't need me telling them, you know, who we're running it to. They're conscious of who just hit a shot for us and put themselves and their teammates in positions to be successful.
Yeah, it's really good game sense by your guys there. A tough loss, though, on Tuesday night. And then you had to bounce back and play the number one team in the state, Western Christian, coming to town, an old conference rivalry there, Coach. Tell me, what did you see as far as how you guys competed against, such a tough test on Thursday night?
I didn't know what to expect, really, on Wednesday. We talked to our guys. I'm not around them during the day. They're in the high school, and I'm in the middle school, so I didn't know what to expect. And then I show up to practice, and we had a really short one. Since it's a short turnaround, we got a bunch of shots up, and the guys were loose but focused. So I had a good feeling going into the Western game that, that we were going to compete with them, and we did in the first half. Let them go on a little bit of a run there right before halftime, which hurt a little bit. But I was really proud of our guys on, trying to take away their game plan. It's just tough to do against those guys for 4 quarters. They have a really nice team. They move the ball really well. They're really good in transition. I mean, there's times where our guys are, know the foul situation and are, purposely going for the ball and fouling them just to stop transition. So they're a really good team. I was proud of how our guys competed with them.
I wanted to ask you, too, with it being such a busy week, and it seems like everybody and their brothers dealing with this right now, how have you guys been health-wise? Has everybody been, knock on wood, staying away from the flu bug for you guys, or have you been dealing with that, too?
No, we're fortunate. We're pretty fortunate right now.
Oh, that's good.
We're pretty healthy this time of year.
Oh, that's good to hear. So, it looked like everybody played for the most part against Western. And, that's such a tough team to get to do what you want to do against. But it looked like, for the most part, you guys were able to create a decent amount of second chances to at least give you guys a shot at trying to keep it close with them.
Yeah, I can't remember what the score was exactly at the end of the first quarter, but we were right there with them, and that's what we tried to reiterate to our guys, just situational basketball. There was just a stretch there where we gave up way too many offensive rebounds. I think we gave up like 4 in one possession to them Thursday night, and we just told our guys, like, if that's going to happen against a team like Western, like, eventually they're going to make it, and that goes for about anybody. So just little things like that, ended possessions right away, just having that sense of urgency for 4 quarters against a really good team like that is crucial.
Cody Deercup is with us, the head coach of LaMarche Community Boys Basketball. So a tough 76-58 loss to Western Christian. Thankfully, we can chat about a win a little bit. Last night, 86-60 winners over Sioux City West. Boy, Coach, 86 points. Man, I love that. Offense really clicking. You guys had a lot going for you. What was the biggest thing that was working for you offensively?
We kept them on their heels, and I feel like our guys are rising up and shooting it with confidence last night. When they do that, I mean, obviously, you can look at the score sheet, their shots fall for them, and kind of everybody was doing it. And I feel like also when we defend like we did in the third quarter, that just fuels our offense, and we feel ourselves a little bit more on the offensive end. So it was good for our guys to come out in the second half and, tighten up a little bit defensively and let that fuel our offense.
I guess from that standpoint, what was West doing that first half offensively that was just kind of giving you guys fits that you needed to clean up for the second half?
Well, it kind of goes back to that communication thing. Mm-hmm. They were setting a stagger away screen for a guy in the corner, and we were trying to go over top or under sometimes, and they were just reading that. And really, it should have been whoever's setting the second stagger screen, guarding the guy that's setting the second stagger screen, is switching on to the guy that's coming off of it. And once we started doing that, then we made them work a little bit more after that. They're not just going to, read what we're doing and make an easy shot. We were able to defend that a little bit better. And then they're widening out their 2 and their 3 for their point guard just to try to get downhill. We were maybe guarding them a little bit too close towards half court, and he was getting by us. And in the second half, we tried to find that need him where we're not sagging off him so he can just stand and shoot, but we're not so tight on him where he can just go right by us. And we tried to funnel him a little bit better to our held defenders, and it seemed to work out for us.
How much to coach? I hear this from coaches around the area every now and then. When you guys tighten up something or make an adjustment defensively that shows immediate improvement, how much for your team too does that then translate to the offensive side of the ball once you have the confidence and are getting the stops defensively?
It goes to show you last night we scored 47 in the second half, and it was all because of what we did on the defensive end of the floor. It's huge. You know, you in the bench gets into it, everybody kind of recognizes that we stopped their, you know, best punch, and then we can go get the ball on the other end of the floor and do what we want to do with it. So it's huge, and I'm glad our guys buy into it.
Tate Murphy, 27 points for you. I feel like every now and then we get to talk about a big game from him. What was he doing? How were the guys able to give him those opportunities?
He shot the ball really well last night. He had 2 threes in the first half, and looks like he had 4 in the second half. He just rises up with confidence. I feel like with Tate, the next shot's going in no matter what, and that's the type of player you want to have.
Should also make sure we mention this as well. It was senior night, looks like, for you guys last night as well. Those seniors, I know this is only your second year as the varsity boys basketball head coach, so you might not have been able to see them as much JV and freshmen and stuff like that. But what have you seen from those senior guys as far as their leadership and what they've meant to the program?
They're a great group of guys. They were a good group to have last year, and they're another good group to have this year. We wanted to make sure we got them on the floor together last night. Getting 5 seniors on the floor was fun for us coaches to see, and I hope it was fun for the players and the fans too. They've done a really good job of, whether they've been on the floor or not, you know, appreciating each other and getting excited for each other, and the leadership and practice in the weight room has been huge too. So we told them last night the same thing that you said, even though we've been around them for 2 years, they're making our program better, and we appreciate them.
Yeah, certainly the case there, and looking forward to seeing what the end of the regular season and hopefully a postseason run has in store for them. 3 more games this week, Coach, and right away on Monday, Tuesday, back-to-backs, long road trip in there on Monday, and then winding things out with Spencer on Friday. What are some of the things you want to see from the guys to finish the regular season strong and then to hopefully, you know, take some momentum come tournament time?
You know, we liked a lot of things that we were doing in the whole Western game. And so last night we told them to just build on the things that we did well Thursday night. And that's what we talked to them after the game about last night too, was, okay, Monday at LC, it's a long road trip there. Enjoy this win, but we're going to try to build on what we did last night. We executed a lot of, you know, after timeout sets. We tightened up our defense, so that's the type of stuff you want to see this time of year. We're just going to try to continue to build on that each game next week.
I'm looking forward to those games. I believe we're going to have all 3 of them on KLEM next week, so that's the plan. So, Coach, we'll let you go. I'm sure we'll try a bunch this coming week, and best of luck as you get ready for those games.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely, my pleasure. That's Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, as the Bulldogs try to wind down the regular season. Take a break, and we'll come back with Galen Catholic head coach Ryan Wilchin. Chat about the week for the boys of Galen Catholic coming up in just a minute here on KLEM.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic Lamar's. Dr. Jared Langle and his wife Sarah look forward to helping you on your journey to true health with a holistic approach to chiropractic care. Dr. Jared will address the root cause of your symptoms and guide you through mindful movement and proper nutrition, and discover the health benefits and relaxation through infrared sauna sessions. Discover True Health Chiropractic, across from Four Brothers, Lamar's.
Coach
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Well, you're welcome back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Now pleased to be joined by the head coach, Galen Catholic Boys Basketball, and Coach Ryan Wilchin. The Jays actually finished their regular season last night with the loss to South O'Brien. The Jays finished the year 13-8, 7-3 in Wargo Conference play, and they will find out their tournament opponent coming up on Monday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and then we'll play that opponent the following Monday. So, Coach, first of all, you had two games on the schedule this week and knew it was going to be the finale to the regular season. How did you guys approach the week as far as, you know, wanting to put a nice bow onto the regular year, I guess?
Yeah, we worked as hard as we could this week. Obviously, West Sioux is a nice team. They played us early, good early in the year, so we had to focus on them. And it was nice to come out a win there. We kind of handled that game pretty well. We started out early and took care of that game. And then when we went to prep for, South O'Brien, the guys got the sickness bug. Actually, we were sick all week. We were actually sick for the West Sioux game as well. And then losing Nolan with a concussion. So practice was a little patchy this week, just trying to cover things. Working on things that we were weak on, maybe our free throw shooting or 3-point shooting. So it was a focus on our offense this week and a little less on defense.
Yeah. How tough is that, Coach? Because I've heard that from so many other coaches around the area, both at the high school and the college level, that say, gosh, this flu bug is just totally messing with us right now. Like you said, you can't get a full practice in half the time.
No. And we needed it against, a team like South O'Brien. That's really the top notch of the conference. You know, they got one of the best defense in the conference. We needed some work on them. And they run such a structured offense, set good screens. You need to really talk and communicate defensively against a team like that. And they really make you focus on your guy, and your help defense got to be spot on. So without getting that little bit of work, that hurt us a little bit last night, I thought. Yep. But we avoided the flu bug early in the year around Christmas time. I think everybody else is getting it. And it was just touching our team, but we were able to play through it. But this last one was tough. It was shutting guys down, and they were missing a lot of practice.
Yeah, well, and hopefully here in the next week or so, we can get that totally run out of your team and you can be ready to go for the tournament. Let's dive into first the West Sioux game. You mentioned the strong start, and yeah, boy, you were up 14 at the half and just kind of rode that all the way throughout the rest of the game. What was such a key to your strong start in the first half against the Falcons?
I can't remember that one too much now, but I think we started off offensively shooting well. Mm-hmm. We were able to lock down defensively on them, force them into some rough shots. We really rebound. I think our offensive rebounds were really good on that one. Now that I think about it, we had like 12 offensive rebounds and putbacks the first half. So they were not able to match us size for size in the middle, and we were able to exploit that on them.
Yeah, boy, I'm looking at the numbers here, Coach. You had 20 for the game, 20 offensive rebounds. Mason Small had 8 of them. Carson had 4. I mean, that's got to be such a beautiful thing to see when you got guys that are just willing to go up and get the basketball no matter what it takes.
Yeah, we set some goals early in the year, and offensive rebound was one of those strengths I thought this team would have. For us to do that against, we did that against Akron. I think we did that against West Sioux. We've been doing that pretty consistently lately. We need those offensive rebounds to get us our possessions because we turn it over a little more than most teams do. So we can get added possessions that way. And we talk about that quite often with the team.
Well, and I'm looking at the numbers too, Coach, and it's not just, okay, I'm getting an offensive rebound and necessarily getting a basket right away. Mason Small obviously does that very well for you, but Carson Arns, he had 4 offensive rebounds for you and 2 points, sometimes two. How important is it to, okay, if I don't have a shot right away off the offensive rebound, got to try and kick it out to somebody who does,
Yeah, Carson, he's got good ups. He's good at the ball. He's got lanky. He can jump. He gets in there. And sometimes when he gets in there, there's some big guys in there where Mason's got he's got some more weight on him. He's a little bigger body. He's able to handle some of those abuse, that physicality inside. But Carson's a smart player. When he's got it, he can take it up and put it back in the hoop. But when he sees the outlet, he can kick it out, and then we get extra shots that way.
That was just such a big performance for you on the offensive glass. Again, Ryan Wilchin, the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball, joining us on the Coach's Corner program. And it was a pretty well-balanced offensive attack. Obviously, Mason had 20 for you, but then Dylan had 8, Owen had 9, Dane had 8. How important is it to get so many different guys offensively going for you like you did on Tuesday night?
Yeah, we needed that. Obviously, with Nolan being gone, Nolan's our second-leading scorer. I think he's second in shot attempts as well. So those shots got to get passed on to somebody. And we talked about that. Guys, you got to be a little bit more aggressive offensively, shoot the ball. And they did that. So it was nice to see guys that don't normally get, Dylan and Owen and sometimes they only get four or five shots a game. They were able to get their shot chart up to, 8, 9, 10 shots where you can work through a missed shot here or there and shoot with confidence. And really, that's what it's all about, getting enough shots to build confidence so you're comfortable for the next one.
Tell me about Owen, because, with Nolan gone, he's the one that steps up into that spot in the starting lineup, at least Tuesday night. Boy, he was good offensively with 9 points. He had 3 steals defensively. How has he responded to this new role?
Good. He's very quick. He might be the quick. Him and Dylan would have a tussle for the quickest guy on the team. But Owen's got a nice jump shot. We just need to work on to get more of that. And, sometimes coming off the bench and some of these bigger teams, he doesn't get a chance to exploit that all the time. But he could take those two dribbles and elevate at 15 feet and knock those shots in. That's a great weapon for him. We just need to get him to do that more often.
Yeah,
so it was nice to see him get those chances the last couple games.
Yeah, really, really nice. And hopefully getting into a rhythm there. A nice win for you against West Sioux in your regular season home finale there. And then, like you mentioned, the tough matchup with South O'Brien last night, a team that you could probably prepare a month for and not always be ready for all the different wrinkles they can throw at you. Coach, considering all of the the factors you mentioned about the sickness, the fact that you couldn't really fully prepare for them like you would have liked to. How did you think overall your team competed against them, just considering all of those factors?
I think we competed very well. I was really happy with the game last night. I know the boys were a little upset or, down on the loss, but I thought we played really well last night. They're defensively, they only give up 42 points a game, and we were able to score 50. Now, granted, we banked a couple threes in, but we were able to put up 50 points against those guys, against a really good defense, so that impressed me. And they scored 66 points a game on average, and we were able to hold them up 62 or 63. But we knew going into it, to make it competitive, we had to keep them in the 50s. And with Paulson and the Creever kid, they're 6'3", lanky, physical players. They can shoot the three. They can put the ball on the ground. They can pass it. They're very well-rounded athletes. They gave us a handful last night.
Yeah, gosh. I mean, if it was one of those guys, if it was just the Paulson kid or whatever, that would be enough to handle. But when you got, he's got his duo compadre who's got another 25 points for them. It's got to be so frustrating because it felt like Coach Paulson had his big opportunities in the first half, and then you finally took them away in the second half, and then the Creever kid goes off for you. It's got to be like just impossible to try and defend their offense.
Yeah, it's difficult, and we worked on it. We worked on it with a partial team on Thursday, and that was a little bit by design. We were ready with the zone. We prepared our zone a little different than we did normally. We wanted to keep Paulson in check, and they're the leading 3-point percentage, 3-point maker in the league. So, and that's probably the weakness of our defense throughout the year is defending the three. So we were able to do that Wednesday and Thursday, focus on defending the three. So I think we focused on that so much. We left the middle a little open, but we told the guys, let's funnel these guys to the middle. And we tried to keep Carson and Mason inside. So let the ball go to the middle. Let's stop down the three-pointers, and let's see if Carson and Mason can handle these guys inside, and we'll roll our dice with it. But what they did was, they took Paulson. He was able to get to the middle on us, and so was Creever. And when and obviously I didn't realize they were that good athletes. Like Creever kid, you know, 6'3", you know, on game film, you don't see their size or quickness. So he comes on the court and he's 6'3" and can move like that and jump like that. He was able to attack us from the free throw line against our zone. And, you know, a running start against Carson and Mason was a little too much for us to handle.
Yeah, well, and it'd be one thing, too, if he was just, you know, a good finisher at the rim and you could get a hand up there. But not only were both of them good finishers at the rim, they were able to contort their bodies in ways to get good offensive shots or around such a big guy. I mean, it's such a good offense. And, you know, you talk about all the screening and things they do as well. How important is communication defensively and, you know, considering, again, the fact that you guys were shorthanded throughout practice, it had to be really tough to get everybody on the same page communication-wise.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt. And they set good screens. Even against the zone, they set good screens. You know, like you mentioned, they got inside. You know, Carson and Mason would contest their shots, and they'd get them off, and they missed a few of those critical ones that during our runs, we got to 9 points, they'd attack the rim, they'd miss it. But they were so athletic, they could get down on the ground and get back up again and get that offensive rebound. I think they did that 3 times on us where they missed a couple inside, and we did exactly what we wanted to do, but we just couldn't corral the rebound with our athleticism. And against the zone, they were able to set some screens on our zone that is tough when you flood a zone with 2-3 players and a guy, he's got to make quick second decisions. So it's a little harder to communicate when you're on an island and a zone defense. And that's, we don't play a zone a lot. We played enough to be good at it. So that gets difficult at times.
Ryan Wilson again with us, the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. But, you know, again, like you talked about earlier, you got to be pretty pleased because at least in the second half, I know the first half they kind of were able to pull away from you, but in the second half, like you said, you were able to cut it down. I think you got as little as 7 at one point in the second half and kind of hung around with them. That's got to give the guys confidence because I would assume this South O'Brien squad at minimum is a 2 seed here come tournament time in their district.
I agree, and they're still one of the top teams in the league. They're in the top 1-2. They're just such a complete team. But it was good to see, you know, Dylan shot well last night. Yep. He shot 50% from three-point land. Owen, I think we got to 7 points, and Owen had a shot right in front of the bench, and we could see him shoot it, and that sucker was dead on.
Yep.
And just ended up a tick long. Otherwise, we pull it to within 5 or 4, whatever that was. You know, and maybe we get a little bit momentum, but we just couldn't quite get that. And obviously against their defense, it's hard to get a good run against them. They execute so well, and their defense slows you down. And they were holding the ball for the full shot clock. Defensively, I thought we did great. They got down to, you know, 2, 3, 4 seconds of shot clock a lot on us.
Yeah, and that just makes, you know, every other possession you have that much more important and stressful and all that kind of stuff as well. So a really good game for you, though, to finish off the regular season. So now, Coach, we don't know your opponent, and we can't even begin to speculate because we're not sure really how the Boys Athletic Association is going to draw up the districts, how much they're going to keep MMCRU and St. Mary's apart, where you guys end up and all of that, where's South O'Brien going. Class 1A is going to be quite a jungle to figure out here. But, you know, that's nothing that you can control. What are the things that you're looking to control here this week as you prepare for tournament time where, you know, hey, it's win or go home?
Yeah, we really got to lock in our defense a little bit. We ended the year, I set a goal for the team for the year to be below 45 points, so we accomplished that goal. I think we're at like 41 or 42 points given up per season. So our defense is solid. So going into the tournament time, that's going to be a bonus for us. We'll work on defending the three a little bit, work on our shooting and our offensive stats going through. But just getting the guys cranked up, get them healthy, get Nolan back. I don't know if Nolan will make practice this week. That's probably going to not help us much because I think he's going to be out another week for concussion protocol. So we'll be kind of limping in a little bit going into our first game. But I'm hoping we get a 2 seed going forward. I think our team's good enough. We wanted to finish in the top half of the conference. We were able to accomplish that. So, you know, we're going in, I think, you know, we lost the last game, but we should be going with a positive vibe because I think we ended the year pretty well.
Yeah, I would agree. I think you should be able to get at least a 2 seed and see where where you end up getting put, where the matchups are, and I can't wait to see when that comes out here on Monday. So, Coach, we'll let you go until then. Appreciate your time, and look forward to seeing you here in a week or so for your first game.
All right. Thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely. Ryan Wilchin, head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, joins us on the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break. Hinton boys head coach John Spies will join us. It's coming up in 1 minute right here on KLEM.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and I'm pleased to be joined now by the head coach of the Hinton boys basketball team. That'd be Coach John Spies. The Blackhawks now sitting at 14-5 after a couple of wins this week. Defeated Akron Well 63-43 on Tuesday. And got a win over Trinity Christian last night, 68-51. But, Coach, before we talk about the positives, gosh, you guys were kind of in a rough stretch there. You had some really tough games against two bigger schools and Remsen St. Mary's as well, three straight losses. What was the approach heading into this week to try and, get the guys back out of the rut, I guess, so to speak?
Yeah, well, it was more or less back to the drawing board, or back to what we like to call our main principles, which would be our defensive side of the ball. We were scoring points. We put up quite a few against Sergeant Bluff, and quite a few. We put up 80 against Sioux City West, and even against St. Mary's, scoring 42 in rims, and not everybody does that either. Right. So we were fairly happy with the way our offense was working and doing things. But defensively, we just had to get back to being tougher and staying in a good stance and rebounding the basketball and all the things that you're taught pretty much back in fourth grade. But, we just had to refocus on those and take it in a positive context. And, nobody likes to lose in any sport. So we just had to get back to doing the things correctly with a positive mindset.
Was there, giving up 72 to Sergeant Bluff, okay, that's one thing. Giving up 65 to Remsen, sure, whatever. But was the 85 points to West, was that kind of the wake-up call that your kids needed to be like, hey, we need to buy into this defensively?
Yeah, so no doubt. I mean, but I think they made, 16 threes that game, mm-hmm. and our school record's 14. some days you're hot, and that was they were hot that day for sure. So I don't know that I changed tons of things even that day, but obviously that was a good offensive day for them. So, but you can certainly put together a pretty nice sales pitch to the kids, letting them know that you can't give up 85 and expect to win a ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the nice thing was is your guys bounced back starting on Tuesday night. Got the nice win over Akron Westfield in Akron. Coach, it looked like from just some of the numbers I'm seeing, it was kind of a close game there through the first half. And, boy, you guys turned things on coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, well, we kind of, hopefully try to do that. Play a better second half than we do the first half for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But the kids, they knew that we needed to get back on the winning track. We challenge them at halftime to continue to do better and to continue to stay in a good stance. And if you were at the game, I think I said the word, stay in a good stance times, and the kids bought into it. And I think, just doing simple things like that helps you get off to a good start.
Well, and that certainly happened in that second half of play. What kind of things stood out about, you know, just in general? What did you think that you guys really did well as far as giving yourselves a chance to win that game?
Yeah, ball movement is important to us. It's important to every team. And the more you can get your kids to buy into that, I think at any program, it included, is good. And it, when you play basketball, the more you can have every player touch the basketball, I think that's a positive thing. And kids like to touch basketball. Even if they're not shooting it, they like to touch it, right?
Yep.
So if you share that, just move the ball around, get everybody a touch, and then the baskets just seem to fall in much easier. And I think momentum builds and everybody's happier. And that's the secret, for at least for our program for sure, is sharing the basketball and moving the basketball.
John Spies is with us. He's the head coach of the Hinton boys basketball team, recapping a couple of weeks, a couple of games this week. One of those players that's liked to touch the basketball as of late for you is Carver DeGroat. Boy, 25 points that night. And, we could talk about his offensive execution, but boy, coach, came up big on the defensive side too, with 6 rebounds and 4 steals. What'd you like from him?
Yeah, if everybody watches the third quarter of that game, we just, like, it seems like every stat we put down for the record there was like Carver a rebound, Carver a steal, Carver a three, and it was Carver's quarter for sure there in the third, and I think he made the buzzer beater from about 28 feet away from the rim at the end of it, just to cap it all off for him. So Carver's a tough kid. He's hard on himself sometimes, but that's what makes him such a great player for us. And we just try to keep pushing him along and keep challenging him, because he's a tough kid, and we love having him on our team.
Well, and you know, the other thing too, not just Carver, but you know, Logan and Cole, and obviously Dawson as well. There are so many guys that can facilitate your offense and move the basketball and be the one that finds an open guy. That's got to make kids excited to touch the basketball for you as well. When everybody has been able to seemingly get an assist for you lately.
Yep. We certainly track that on how many baskets we make and how many assists we get. And we try not to, doing stats, it's nice to give assists on every shot, but it's certainly not 100%. So we try to be fair, I think is the right word, fair on assists. And, we take good shots, I think. They don't always go in, but we take good shots. And as long as we're taking good shots, I think you eventually – can find ways to make them, and that's what we preach to the kids. Share the basketball, take good shots, don't be afraid to pass it to a teammate who's more open than you, and hopefully that results in making baskets, because that's the way to get the buy-in from the kids.
Well, and the nice thing with your guys too is even if you don't get the basket to drop right away, you guys can seemingly get to the free throw line at will. I mean, you got there 25 times against Akron Westfield on Tuesday night. What is it about your guys that they just seemingly, embrace the contact on their way to the cup?
Yeah, for sure. I think we have, we play about 8 to 9 guys on any given night. And I would be willing to bet we have 3 guys that are kind of posts and 3 guys that are flashers and 3 guys that are kind of shooters and some kind of crossover to both areas. But that's kind of how it works. We're somewhat hard to guard for that reason, meaning we don't all do the same thing. So that helps for sure. And if you try to close out too quickly on one of our shooters, it's easier to drive on a ball reversal, just simple basketball things. But the kids do a nice job of knowing when to attack, for the most part.
And that was a 63-43 win over Akron Westfield on Tuesday. Again, John Spies is with us, the head coach of the Hinton boys basketball team. Then you finish off the week with a 68-51 win over Trinity Christian last night. That's a team that's a little bit down, but you were going to their gym. Things can always kind of happen in that building if you let them, I guess. What kind of things were you able to take away from that contest last night?
Ball movement's good. They put some extra pressure on Logan Campama you know, doing the junk defense or the boxing one or whatever they, whichever one they were trying to do there. But it was good for us to, you know, have other guys having to get involved, and Logan was able to get his points and his assists through fast break attacks there. So that was good for him, but it was a way for us to kind of see those alternative defenses and have success in multiple ways. I looked at our stat sheet, and I think Kyle led us with 16, and Dawson had 11, and Coffee had 10, and, you know, I think there was like 6, 6, 6, 6, 6 by about everybody else, Will and Barrett and everybody else involved. So, you know, Carver was a little bit slow. He got his ankle injured a little bit during Akron, so he wasn't able to quite perform like he probably wanted to, but either way, you know, we were able to battle through their defensive changes there that can pose challenges for some teams, but our team seems to be able to work through those.
And stop me if I'm about to say anything that's incorrect or out of line, but I felt like, you know, the first couple of years when Logan was kind of your guy, freshman, sophomore year, if a defense would take him away, maybe that, you know, would impact his confidence. It would impact how he would play the game. As he's starting to mature as an upperclassman, the leader of the team, you know, all that kind of stuff, how have you seen him, you know, develop some confidence even when he's being taken away, and then having the confidence in his guys to be like, okay, I can give the ball up and they're going to come through for me if need be?
Yeah, that's certainly the case with Logan. And, you know, everybody, you know, he's a scorer, there's no doubt. And he, that's what he likes to do. You know, in any sport, some people like to hit home runs and some people like to strike people out, and Logan likes to score the basketball. Yep. So he needs to do that, but he's finding ways to help others score it as well. And like I said, he's good at leading the fast break for us. You know, off of rebounds, he can just kind of take it down and feel part of the game, as opposed to when they throw those junk defenses at him when he has less control of the situation. But certainly, he trusts his teammates. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, but they're coming through for him, too, so it's easy to trust them.
Yeah, that it's a two-way street, and you guys are certainly on it right now. You guys are sitting pretty good, I would have to imagine. Your record looks good. You got two non-conference games left, and I want to touch on these. You know, Cherokee on Tuesday night, that's going to be such an awesome environment in Hinton. Come on out. Girls game is going to be huge. Boys game to follow will be big as well. And then Sioux Central on Thursday. With these, I love the fact that you finished the year with non-conference games. It's always kind of a nice opportunity to get that done. What are you hoping to see from the guys in those non-conference games to, you know, address some different looks, see a different team, how you go about that? Because, you know, you're probably not going to see a conference team in the first round of district play.
Yep. So with those two, they're 2A schools, which we don't always play a lot in the War Eagles, so that's good for us. Hopefully it gets us ready for the tournament one way or the other. The pairings will be out by then, so there's really no negative connotations that will be taken from the games at all. It's just a matter of, you know, playing hard and doing things correctly and making sure that we understand the speed that we're going to see when it comes to tournament time.
As far as the tournament is concerned, we'll wrap that up with this question. What is the goal for this team here in a couple weeks? What are some of the things that, you know, this team has set out in front of them to say, hey, we want to accomplish this, especially once it's winter go home time?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, everybody wants to say the word states out there, but there's no doubt 2A basketball in Northwest Iowa is extremely difficult, and we hope we're part of the mix that can at least contend, and, you know, we don't have to beat them all. Maybe somebody in front of us, and we have a little bit easier draw later in the late game as opposed to earlier, and maybe we can, you know, pull an upset or two off and work our way to Des Moines. So certainly the goal is Des Moines, but we're realistic, and we know that it's a challenge, but our challenge is that's part of life.
Yep, absolutely. I can't wait to see what the next few weeks have in store for your program. Until then, we'll let you go. Coach, appreciate your time, and best of luck as you get ready for the next few weeks.
Thank you, Daniel. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. John Spies with us, the head coach of Hinton Boys Basketball. Take a break and wrap up the Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner to wrap up the program right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. This Coach's Corner program has been brought to you by Chapman Overhead Doors, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Peace Pizza House, Sitzman Construction, and True Health Chiropractic. My thanks to our coaches for joining us, Cody Deercup, Lamar's Community Head Coach, Galen Catholic Head Coach Ryan Wilchin, as well as Hinton Head Coach John Spies. Appreciate their time on the Coach's Corner here this morning. Well, let's take a look at what's coming up this week. We've got a lot of things that we could talk about. We got our broadcast schedule coming up as we will wrap up the regular season for Lamar's Community Basketball this week. We've got a bunch of their games on Monday. Lamar's is at Lewis Central. That's actually a boys-only contest, but we're picking it up. Should be a good contest for the Bulldogs there. 7 o'clock will be tip-off. We'll be on the air at 6:45. Then the following night on Tuesday, the Bulldogs welcoming Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson to wrap up the MRAC schedule. It'll be a 5:30 girls tip. 7 boys will be on the air about 5:20. Then the Bulldogs on Friday will welcome in the Spencer Tigers for a doubleheader. Same deal there. 5:30 girls tip will be on the air about 5:20 or so. So that's what's coming up regular season-wise. But then on Thursday, the tournament gets started in Class 1A regional girls basketball action. Galen Catholic heads to Akron. Going to be an all-area matchup there. Going to be a real fun one as Galen Catholic takes on Akron Westfield. It's a rubber match. Jays won the first game of the regular season. Westerners won one just a couple of weeks ago against the Jays. And now they'll play for a chance to face off with either Woodbury Central or Siouxland Christian in the region quarterfinal. We'll have every shot, every play of that contest right here on KLEM Radio. Looking forward to that coming up here on Thursday. Of course, as we talked about with Coach Ryan Wilchin and a little bit with Coach Spies, the district brackets come out here on Monday for the smaller classes of boys basketball. So everybody but Lamar's Community in our listening area, those brackets come out on Monday. And the tournament starts the following Monday for Class 1A at least. Then also this week, Lamar's Community's girls, they're going to find out their brackets coming up, I believe, on Wednesday is what the sound of it is from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And then their tournament will start the following Wednesday. So, hey, it's right around the corner here. Also this week, should mention, it's district tournament week for the boys wrestling teams in our areas. Best of luck. Let's see if we can have just as much success from girls wrestling over to boys wrestling. Send a bunch to state, send a bunch to the podium, and hopefully we can have a great finish to the wrestling season here. Again, district tournaments are coming up Saturday, and the state tournament follows that. Wednesday the 19th is the first day of the boys state wrestling tournament in Des Moines. Of course, KLEM Radio is the best place to go for all that you need to know in Plymouth County sports, whether it's bowling, wrestling, basketball, you name it. We've got it right here on KLEM Radio. Our website as well, KLEM1410.com. Well, that'll do it for this edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for tuning in. For all of us at KLEM Radio, for KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteg. Have a great rest of your weekend.